talks makifa means to put things next to each other. So there's a din lachatchila, you should be mafresh truma min amukav. And b'diyeved, if you are mafresh alay min amukav, b'diyeved itself. What kind of a din is that lachatchila you should do like this, and b'diyeved it's good without that? So that's a machlokes in Gittin, daf lamin and beis. That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi holds the whole din of min amukav is only midirabbanan. The whole reason for mukav is midirabbanan exerim for the following reason. Let's say a guy goes a traveling salesman, he goes all over Eretz Yisrael and he does business. Now he doesn't trust anybody. He's going to eat over here, he's going to buy food from the Arabs, from the Jews. He doesn't trust any hashgachas. He doesn't know, let's say, no hashgachas. He's buying from Amei Ha'aretz, not religious Jews. He can't trust them on Afrosh's Trumas. But he's going to, every time he's going to be Makhash Truma, Maiserishan. What's he going to do with the Truma? He has to carry it with him in this pocket, Maiserishan in the other pocket, Maiserishan in the third pocket. How many pockets can he have? He has to label everything. It's a pain in the neck. So he has a lot of stuff at home. He lives wherever he lives. He lives in one place. And he has a house full of Truma. So wherever he goes, he buys some corn on the cob. So he knows how much he has to be mafish, so he's koreshem on some of the corn on the cob that he has on. That should be the truma gedolah over there for this, and that should be the maiserishan for this, right? And he eats up everything that he has. And he'll buy wine, he'll drink it all. He'll be mafish from the wine that he has at home on the wine that he's buying now. He'll buy grain, whatever he'll buy, bread, he'll be mafish from there. So Rashi says, midirabbanon l'chatchila, you're not allowed to rely on hafrosha a long distance from here to there. Maybe it's eaten up, or maybe the children threw it in the garbage, or maybe the mice ate it up already, and maybe it's not there. L'chara, if you call up on the telephone and they tell you it's still there, l'chara, according to Rashi, it should be good, should be muta l'chatchila. But that's how Rashi learns, that it's exerim in the rabbana l'chatchila, not to rely on a hafrosh a long distance from a different place, shalom and amukah, because it may be that it's not even there, so it may turn out that your hafrosh was an error. And Taisa says, no, it's not Exera de Rabbanan. It's learned out from a pasuk in Chumash. What's the pasuk? It says, Baharimchem es chel bo mimenu. Baharimchem also at the end of Parshas Korach. It says, Baharimchem es, the pasuk refers to the truma, that you're mafrish. The truma is called chel, but chel bo means muvchor. Chel means the fat, the fatty part of the beim, that years ago the fatty part of the beim was considered the best. So in the Chumash, the expression, the expression chaylev means the mukha. Today people might consider chaylev the worst part. Okay, yeah. People want dafke lean meat, but in the days of the Tanakh, so the fat part was considered the best. So the din is that when you're mafresh truma, you have to be mafresh mina yofa. You're not allowed to be torah mina roa la yofa. If you're mafresh mina roa la yofa b'diyevet, let's say I have different tomatoes, I have different cucumbers. Some of them are very gishmak, tasty, delicious, good looking, and others are schwach. So if your mamish rotten, it's nifsam achilos odom, so it's not chal, the whole afrosh, I'll be mafrit shume from the rotten parts, it's not royal achilos odom. So the din is that it's not chal, not royal achilos odom, it's not tevil, but it's royal achilos odom, but it's not as tasty as the other stuff. Yeah. So lachatchili, you're not allowed to do that, because the Ramban even counts it in the minyan amitzvahs. The Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokes, which are the Taryag mitzvahs, so the Ramban disagrees with some of the mitzvahs of the Rambam. He deletes some and then he has to replace them with other mitzvahs in order that should add up to the Taryag. So it should add up to the 248 mitzvahs less and the 365 mitzvahs less. So one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban added on was this, that when you mafresh shumi, you should give mena yofer. Because it says, Baharim chemes chel bo mimenu. And the Gemara talks, why don't you say that if one was mafish min haro, ala yofe, why shouldn't you say, he ovid loy nahani? The Gemara asked Akasha in the first parak in Tmura, that it should be considered a milsa, domar achman aloy sabit, a matter that the Torah says you're not allowed to do. They should say that even if you did it b'diyevet, why don't you say it's not chas? The Gemara has a pasuk that b'diyevet it is chas. So the Ramban says, you see from that Gemara, that to be mafish min haro, ala yofe, to be mafish min theory equality, to give the truma, that's an Avera deraisa. That's called a milsa d'omar achmana lo sabit, a matter that the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So that's why he considers that that's counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So that's a din l'chatchila. L'chatchila deraisa, you should be Torah min ayofa. But for the Yevet, if you're Torah min arof, from inferior quality, be Yevet itself. So Taisa says this also. L'chatchila, you should be mafresh min asamachlo, min amukav. As it says, Barimchem is chelbo mimenu. Mimenu means menamukav. It should all be together. And then b'diyeved, we learn achem sukim, if it wasn't min amukev, b'diyeved, it's also good. It'll also be chal. So the, that pasuk, v'arim chem eschel bo mimenu, that pasuk is written, Tosis closed, that pasuk is written by ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. When you give the ma'isa rishon to the Levi, and the Levi is supposed to take out 10% of that and give it to the Kohen, as trumas ma'isa, so that pasuk, so harim chem eschel amenu, state of ma'isa min ha'ma'isa, and the Rishalmi says in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you have a pasuk, so whatever parsha the pasuk is talking about, let's say it says in the Chumash, when they built the Mishkan, they made atzei shittim omdim. What do you mean atzei shittim omdim? It's made from wood, from shittim trees, and it had to be the way it grew, kederach kedilosim. So they used the wood, they didn't have the wood sideways, because the wooden trees grow like this, so you have to use the wood like this, and the same way it grows from the ground. The bottom should be on the bottom, and the top on the top. Shouldn't have it upside down, shouldn't have it sideways, shouldn't be horizontal, should be vertical, the same way it learns, same way it grows. So the original Pasuk Atzei Shittim Omdim state by the Mishkan. So that's how you have to make the Mishkan, as it says. From that Pasuk we derive to a lulav and to the Esrog, you have to hold it with the Pitim up, and you have to hold the lulav upright, kederach kedilosim. Mikan, from this Pasuk we derive to kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, whatever other mitzvahs require some natural vegetable. An Aron Kodesh. An Aron Kodesh in Halacha has to be made from wood. You can make it from metal. So even if you make it from wood, there's no other if you put it upside down. But whenever there's a din that you have to, a chair in the shul, there's no loch has to be made from wood, but a bookcase, whatever. But whenever there's a din that it has to be some original item that grows from the ground, it has to be gedarach dilosmo. So lost the chayt, that it's only by the dalad min. That's the only case where it applies. They ask a kasha, why not by schach? Why don't you say by schach? Schach has to be gedule karka. So why don't you insist that the schach has to be gedarach dilosmo? How can you have schach gedarach dilosmo? In other words, every sukkah should have to be on a tilt, yeah. And the schach should be. So they discuss that kasha. The Bach, the mother and uncle, the Bach works on that kasha. Why don't you insist that the schach should be sideways? Because it has to be gedule karka. So why don't you insist that it should be leaning sideways?
Make a side roof.
Yeah. There are houses that
have. A house like that. You have a house that's a normal roof.
Okay. Maybe that's a terrace. Okay. They give. I don't. That may be a good terrace. That's not the terrace that they give. That may be a very good terrace. Okay. So they work on that kasha. So normally you have a din in a chumash. So the din applies where it's written in the chumash. It's after shittim omdim goes on the mishkan. And then you say amamatzinu. Not only does it go on the mishkan, it also goes in other cases. So that's the Yerushalmi Hazaloshin. Kol ha-Torah kula. This is called the Yerushalmi. Kol ha-Torah kula. Whenever you have a pasuk in the chumash, lemeida umalamda. The pasuk goes in the context where it appears. Umalamda. And then I derive from that pasuk every other place. Let's say, for example, the pasuk in chumash and parshas mishpatim describes arbalis nizikim shor bor maven hever. So the original pasuk is shor, if you have a shor. What if you have a chicken? What if you have a pet dog? Or you have a pet cat? The chumash doesn't say. But it's the same thing. Whatever is similar to shor, bor. Bor is dafka bor. You dig a bor. And what if you leave a bundle in the ministry? What if you leave a banana peel? What if you leave something else? Avna sakinim asoshin chumash islam. That's a told to the bor. So the original din is vasashtek mechumish. That's called tarakula lameido. What it says, that's the din. Omalamdom, whatever is similar enough. Like the original din is atzei shittim omdim by the Mishkan, and you learn out from the Mishkan to the Dalad Mina. Chutz over here. Over here you have a pasuk that says you need min ha-mukov, and the original source of the pasuk state beferish by Meister, min ha-Meister. Barim chem eschel bo mimenu says by the Levi, who's mafrish Meister, trumas Meister, and he gives it to the coin. So the din of mukov does not apply min ha-Torah to Meister, min ha-Meister, only applies to Truma Gedolah. The din of mukov by Meister, min ha-Meister is only midi Rabbonon. It's only midi Rabbonon. The Minatari, there is no such thing. That's what Tosfos quotes from it. Bavli's also, but they quote the Yerushalmi, says it, the Kitzur. Kol ha-Torah kula, every pasuk, lemeida, or malamda. Lemeida means it applies where it's written in the original source of malamda, and we extend it to any other case that's similar, except for this pasuk, strange. Chutz mitrumas maisa, the malamda, the din only applies to a different case, ve'ena lemeida, and it doesn't apply to the case where it's written. It's like the Gemara has In the whole Chumash, you say, Eina Miki Yotze Midei Pshuta. Whatever it says in the Pasha Pshat and Pasuk, that's a halacha. And not only the Pasha Pshat is the halacha, but the additional levels of interpretation are also the halacha. Like over here, Benechshav Lachem Chumaschem, and the Pasha Pshat is, it'll be considered when the lady gives the Maisim, and the Maisim has the same status as Truma Gdol. And then an additional level of interpretation also means, Benechshav, that it's Chal B'machshav. That's an additional level. So the Pshuta is Zichar binding, and the additional level of interpretation is also mine. Do you ever have a pasuk where the pshuta shal mikra is not accepted la halacha? So the Gemara says there's one pasuk in the Al Chumash. There's one pasuk. B'hoy abchar she'teilad b'yibum. The Gemara says the pasuk pshat says when a man dies, a man is married and he dies and he has no children, has no grandchildren, has no descendants. So the brother marries the wife. So the first baby that they have should be named after the one who died. B'hoy abchar she'teilad yokam hashemachem hameis v'leim bachishmal miyisrael. His name shouldn't be forgotten. So the Gemara says the din is not so. When they have a baby, they don't have to name the baby after the one who died. It's not so. What do you mean it's not so? It's a pasuk.
Yeah.
Gemara says no. V'hai abchar means if the one who died has a few brothers, the oldest brother should do yibum. That's v'hai abchar. Asher teilad means if she's an islandist, if the alman is an islandist, the oldest doesn't apply. Yokim hashemach v'hameis means that whoever does yibum yarshins the one who died. If the one who died was a multimillionaire and he has 10 brothers, they don't divide the Yerusha in 10. Whoever does Yibum wins the prize. Yochem Hashem Achim Ameis is the Yerusha. V'lai Machash Mavisa means a different din. If the one who died was a Saris, then the whole din of Yibum doesn't apply by it. So the Gemara says, fine, you broke up the Pasuk
into pieces.
And you gave a Taich on this and a Taich on that. That's reading in between the lines. But what about the line itself? Gemara says, no. We have a tradition that Kol HaTorah Kula Eina Mikiyot, and they should accept for this pasuk. So here the Gemara, the Yerushalmi has something similar. The pasuk of Mimenu Barim Chemes Chalbo Mimenu Min Amukav, the original pasuk, and Tyson holds that it's a din deraisa. The din Min Amukav is a lachatchila deraisa. So the din Min Amukav, the original pasuk, stayed by Maisa Min Amaisa, and it doesn't apply to Maisa Min Amaisa. It's like a mikra is—it's not really a mikra yotzei midei pshuto. Yeah,
it's just like written here, but it means for somebody else.
It really goes.
It's
not really exception to ain't a mikra yotzei midei pshuto, because this is not pshuto shal mikra either. This is we're dealing with a drasha, but usually a drasha goes in the context where it appears, and not only does it apply there, you apply it in additional cases also. But here we have a tradition that it does not apply. Here it's the melamda ve'en alamedo da mimenu nechsev gabi chumas maise. The word barim chemes chava mimenu, the word mimenu teaches me the minei nafke. From this word mimenu we derive the din of mukav that lachatchil yishu b'mafrish min asamach lo. You should be mafrish from things that are near. That shouldn't be mimenu min asamach lo mekmina lo mitchuma gedayla de bina mukav. And we say by maise min amaise you don't need mukav min atera. Midirabbanon you do need, the Gemara says. Midirabbanon, that's the Gemara in Gittin. Abo b'tshumas ma'isim, midiraisa lo bein mukav. Only midirabbanon you need mukav. So you see that there is a pasuk in ma'isim and ha'ma'iser that only belongs to Truma Gedola. Even though it's written by ma'isim and ha'ma'iser, doesn't go on ma'isim and ha'ma'iser. So one might have thought, perhaps, this is the same psukim. The end of Parshas Korach. One might have thought that this din to the nechshav that Truma is chal b'machshove, maybe you think it only goes on Truma Gedola. So that's why Abba Loza ben Gamla says, no, we have a hekesh, it goes on both. This thing goes on both. The din of mukav does not go on both, menatera, only goes on Truma Gedola. But this din of nito b'machshove goes tak on both. There is a Tosfos in the end of Nidor has a klal that on the level of deraisa it doesn't make sense to say lahatchila zayin b'di'evad like that unless it's the area of a mitzvah. Let's say, for example, when you're doing a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Chalitza is not just to allow the woman to remarry. It's a mitzvah to perform chalitza. Many poskim hold it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Even if the woman doesn't plan to remarry at all, she's 95 years old, she doesn't think that she's interested in remarrying. Some hold that it's still a mitzvah to do chalitza. Others disagree, it's only a mitzvah she's interested in remarrying. Many hold that a mitzvah even if she's not interested in remarrying. So mitzvah, Tosfos points out, by chalitza, lachatchila you have removing of the shoe. And then she has to spit on the floor in front of the brother, the surviving brother. And then she has to, she says a pasuk, and he says a pasuk, and she says a pasuk, and everybody who's there says a pasuk. You read a lot of kriyas apsukim. And what if you didn't do all of this? So there are different opinions in Tanan. We paskin aloha lemaisa, the kriyas apsukim is not miyakeves. And we even paskin the rikika is not miyakeves, but the only thing that's miyakeves is the chalitza. So Taisa says, right, take him off the shoe. So Taisa says that's because it only makes sense to have l'hatchila mediyevet on the level of the raisa, because chalitza is a mitzvah. If chalitza would have not been a mitzvah, would have only been a matir, so then if it's mutter mediyevet, so it's mutter l'hatchila. Let's say by get. When you learn get, you have a lot of things. L'hatchila, you shouldn't write the get like that, but mediyevet, if you wrote like that, he gave it, is also good. So Taisa said, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean? A get is nishke mitzvah, so why do you need it l'hatchila? What do you want to do? More mehuda? What mehuda? You don't have any schar. If you're performing a mitzvah, let's say tzitzis. So l'hatchila the mitzvah, bishlimus of tzitzis, is trelis with lava. And what if you only did trelis without lava? And what if you only did lava without trelis? And the Mishnah says, you have a mitzvah shaloi bishlimus. You mekayim the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. So how come you can have l'hatchila mitzvah? Because in mitzvahs, you can have a mitzvah, a big fat mitzvah, that you mekayim the mitzvah, you get a lot of olam haba. And you get a little olam haba. So if you do the mitzvah b'shalei musa, you get more schar. If you do shalom b'shalei musa, you get less schar. The Mishnah has, if you bring a korban mincha and you didn't zolus b'lula b'shem, you didn't mix it. You poured in the shem and you didn't mix it. So it says loy balala is also good. If you do b'lila, you have a mitzvah b'shalei musa. If you do without b'lila, mitzvah shalom b'shalei musa. Place of korban chatos. Korban chatos is supposed to do is rika on four corners of the mizbeach. What if you didn't do four? What if you only did one? So we paskin good. If you did one, but the evidence is good. What do you have to do the other three, four? If it's good with one, what do you need to do? The answer is to do the mitzvah b'shalei musa. You need all four. But on the level of the araisa and a matir, Taisa says it doesn't make sense to have a lachatchila and a b'dievet. And a matir, if it's muta b'dievet, it's muta lachatchila. The concept of lachatchila de araisa can only apply to mitzvah. So here,
Shchita, also some matir. You also have to do the whole. You have to do the whole simon.
Yeah. So the Mishnah has the beginning of the second parak in Chulin. It says ha shoychei. The Gemara says b'diyevet. If somebody shechted a behemah and he shechted the baby simonim, it's good b'diyevet. And if he shechted a knife, if he shechted one simon, it's good b'diyevet. So why b'diyevet? That's what he's supposed to do. The Kana Nevesha, the windpipe and the esophagus, the food pipe. So that's what you do. Why does it say Hashaychet Rav Shnayim Bebehema Rav Simon Beoif? Why does it say B'diyevet? That's what you do L'chatchila. So the Gemara says L'chatchila is supposed to shech full Simonim, the Kana Nevesha. What if you only shech Rav of the Kana? Rav of the Vesha, it's a Ruba Kukula, that's only B'diyevet. L'chatchila shech Kol. And Oif, L'chatchila shech both Simonim, the Kana and the Vesha. And b'dievet, if you do one, b'dievet it'll be good l'chatchilish to both. So on that Mishnah, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether that din l'chatchila is a l'chatchila deraisa or l'chatchila derabbanan. So how can you have a l'chatchila deraisa and shchita? Well, shchita is only a matir. No, shchita is only a matir. It doesn't make sense to have a l'chatchila deraisa. So there is a group of Rishonim who say that shchita is a mitzvah. They say it's not just a matir. Right? We say a bracha. The question is whether bracha is a raya.
Yeah,
sometimes the Rav always used to say bracha is nishken raya because you say bracha on a matir. He says when you make an erev chatzeres,
right,
you make an erev tchumen, that's only a matir, so you also say bracha. So he said you say bracha on a matir also. The Rambam counts shchita in the minyan of mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to shech behema chai b'yosh. So the Rabbi asks, what's our mitzvah? It's a matir, it's not a mitzvah. So the Kesem Mishnah says no. If you're interested, the Rambam Shita is, if you're interested in eating flesh, then it's a mitzvah to do the shechita in advance. That means it's a mitzvah to have chicken every day to go shech. Means if you're interested in eating flesh, so then you become a mitzvah if you shech in advance. That's how the Kesem Mishnah defends the Rambam. So the Rambam said he doesn't understand what forced Rabbi Yosef Kara to interpret like that in the Rambam. He said he would have said the Rambam meant it's an Issur Esrei. He's not convinced that the Rambam meant that shechita is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts in Issur Esrei also in the minyan mitzvah says an essay. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a kiyuma mitzvah. It's an Issur Esrei. So by shchita, the Lev Aryeh is the Sefer Achum. So the Lev Aryeh points out that it's a machlekes. The machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin is not on that Mishnah. It's in the first parak. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether that lahatchila is the right of Rabbanan appears on Daf Chav. But they're arguing on Daf Chav regarding the first mission in the second Perek HaShechet. So the Leib Aryeh points out this whole story. How can you have a lachatchila deraisa and shechita? So behechreach they're assuming that shechita is a mitzvah. Hakrovas karbonis is a mitzvah. So that you do a mitzvah b'shleimus, you do smicha. And if you didn't do smicha, the korban is kosher b'diyevin.
Shechting.
Yeah.
Avoidus,
yeah.
So that's a
mitzvah. Yeah.
Cool.
You mean
there?
Mean the lachatchila deraisa is by shechitas kavanas? Could be, but it seems to be shechitas chulin.
Shoychet is not speaking about
shechitas kavanas. Yeah, goes on shechitas chulin. The pashto says even by shechitas chulin there is an opinion that it's a lachatchila deraisa. So they seem to hold that shechita is a mitzvah. There is that. The Kesa Mishnah claims the Rambam holds like that. So you can every shenim hold like that. So by Hafrashas Truma, it's a famous Machlokes Achrayim and a famous Machlokes Arishayim. Is Hafrashas Truma a matir? If you want to eat the devil, you have to be Machlokes Truma. No Hafrasha, no eating. If you're not Machlokes, you don't eat. But it's not that it's a mitzvah to be Machlokes. Let's say the farmer has surplus. Like in the United States, they have so much extra they used to for years, and maybe they still do. They throw it into the ocean. Just in order that if there's going to be too much, it's going to flood the market. Yeah, so in order to keep the prices up. So they have less on the market. So let's say the farmer in Eretz Yisrael has so much, has an overabundance of tvuah, he doesn't plan to eat all this. He's just going to throw it out in the garbage. So is there a mitzvah to be mafresh truma and to give it away to the kohen? Whatever you are mafresh is a mitzvah to give to the kohen. That's no question about that. But is there a mitzvah to go be mafresh even if you're not interested in eating it? What do you say? No. Afrasha's truma is a matir to remove the yisat tevel. Once you're interested in eating
you
had to be mafresh, then there's a mitzvah that sets in that you got to give it to the kohen. What if you have food that you don't plan to eat? Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh or not? So that's in Shulchan Aruch. That's machlokes the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz is in Yerideya and Siman Aleph, and the Magen Avraham is in Aruch Chaim and Hilchas Tzitzis. Rabbi Kivege tells you to look in the Taz. The Magen Avraham Siman Ches says that Afrasha's Trumas and Maishas is only a matir, and the Taz in Yerideya says that it's a mitzvah. And the Marsham quotes that it's a machlokes of Rishayim. Every Rishon has something to say about this. So this is a famous machlokes, whether machlokes in Rishayim, whether Afrasha's Truma and Chala, is it a mitzvah or is it only a matir? The Talmidei HaGra quotes in the name of the Gra that he said based on a pasuk in Yecheskel that Afrasha's Chala is a mitzvah and Afrasha's Truma is a matir. A compromise. So a pasuk in Yecheskel mashma like that.
Chala is a mitzvah. At Talmud Chochem leaves off a bushel of tefuah. You say that he took truma. He took a great truma. Yeah, I know. Most of you do a shayim sukkah.
Right.
It wouldn't be a mitzvah. Why would he have done it? Not
the children to eat there. Doesn't want to have trefus around the house. So again, let me just finish that. This Tosfos holds that min amukaf is a lachatchila deraisa, that's not ma'akeh b'diyeved. They obviously think that Afrasha's Truma is a mitzvah.
Yeah.
If Tosfos Shita would be that Afrasha's Truma is only a matir, like the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Ches, if Afrasha's Truma is only a matir, how can you have a lachatchila deraisa? So they would have been forced into assuming, like Rashi. Rashi writes in Gittin Daf Lamed, that the whole din of min amukaf, that lachatchila should be mafresh, near each other is only made the Rabbanan. Because of the gzeira chashash min rabbanan, and Tosfos disagrees there and here. They say no, it's a real drasha gemara from a pasuk min menu, barim chemeschaba min menu. It's a din deraisa. So Tosfos holds that mukaf is a din deraisa. It's beferish that they hold that afrashas trum is a mitzvah. It's not just a matir. Just because a mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean it's a mitzvah even if you don't plan to eat it.
No.
You can say like shechita is a mitzvah if you're interested in eating, or chalitza. You can say chalitza is a mitzvah if you're interested in remarrying. You can still say it's a conditional mitzvah. Doesn't necessarily follow that the mitzvah applies even if you're not interested in eating. That's not a tzeita shayla. No, that's gemaris that b'diyevid it's chal even lo min amukav. Mishnah is like that. Mukav is only lahatchila b'diyevid it's good.
You said before that the Rav said that if the fact of making the bracha not evident that in fact it's a mitzvah.
Right.
I'm troubled with the words of the bracha. It's the fact that the other shkaram.
Yeah. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha.
Mitzvah.
Yeah. It's a taina, but he said he doesn't think, he pointed that out, he said he doesn't think that the Nusach HaBracha necessarily indicates like that.
And did you have a situation
where you're saying that you say Shmita also? But that's a mitzvah also.
It's also a mitzvah.
Three times, if it's only a matir, how can you say bracha on a matir?
And if in fact it's a matir, then you have
Kisi Dam Eftu.
That's a mitzvah.
Kisi Dam Eftu.
So you have a mitzvah after only a matir, is that what you're telling me?
Once you shech the bema, then it's a mitzvah to do Kisi Adam. There's no mitzvah to do the shechita properly, but once you did it properly, then it starts a new mitzvah. Yeah. There's no bracha and chalitza. The Rishonim discuss how come there's no bracha and chalitza. The Rishonim discuss why there's no bracha and a get also. In the beginning of the Abu Dram, you have the Sefer Abu Dram, is the Sefer on the Siddur, by one of the Rishonim. It's a kitzur, the Abu Dram is basically a kitzur of an earlier Sefer. Ibn Yarchi wrote a Sefer on the Siddur. So he quotes the Mokar in Tanakh for every phrase in the bracha, in the davening. Ashrei is in Tilim. I mean, Pesukah de Zimra is in Tilim, and Ozi Osher is in Chumash. That much we don't need the Abu Dram for. But the Lekeinu, Lekeinu, Vesedu, Lekeinu, Avon, Lekeinu, Lekeinu, every phrase in the Bracha, in the Tfilah, he gives you the Mocker in Tanakh. So he has, in the beginning of Abu Dram, he has a long tshuva that goes for pages and pages and tiny letters. The Shiloh was asked by the Ravid, our Ravid, the Ravid who wrote on the side of the Ram, the Ravid asked the Shiloh of an unknown figure, Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. He must have been somebody bigger than the Ravid. The Miri quotes this Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat once every 300 pages. So apparently he was somebody big. So the Ravid asked Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat to tell him the secret. When do you say bracha? When, and some mitzvahs you say bracha, some mitzvahs you don't say bracha. And when you do say bracha, sometimes you say al, and sometimes you say lit. L'haniach tefillin. You say al biyachomets, I don't know.
Yeah,
al mitzvah tzitzis. So when do you say al and when do you say lit? So it's a big... It's a big plunter in the Rishonim. When they say Al, when they say Le. So this Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat wrote a long tshuva, and that's at the beginning of the Abu Dram, goes on for pages and pages. So part of that long maracha is, how come we don't say bracha on chalitza, and how come we don't say bracha by get? So what he claims the answer is that chalitza is usually improper, because you're supposed to, we prefer to do yibum. More correct is to do yibum. So since you're doing something that's not right, so they don't give you this chus to say bracha. Let's say a guy robbed a bank, he robbed money, and then the Torah says, Beheshev is hagzeil asher gozal. Big tzaddik, he's going to give back. He says the chazal whenever misakin a bracha and a mitzvah, a heilige mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that only came about because you made a decision. Yeah. Or let's say you left over noiser. It says in the Chumash, if you have a carbon, you're not allowed to leave it over unless it's sinim men arbeiker. And if you did, unless men arbeikish distrefus. So he says the chazal whenever misakin a bracha and tzreifus noiser because he did something wrong. And burning chametz, you do say bracha b'chametz. You didn't do anything wrong. You're allowed to eat chametz all year long. And I'm saying, right, and every lava nitik lesa, he says they were never misakin a bracha. So he says that most of the time people divorce their wives by aveira. They shouldn't have gotten divorced. They should have gone to a marriage counselor. They should have straightened it out. So most of the divorces are by aveira. The Chazal used the lashon hamizbech married all of the divorce. It means that it's a tragedy. The mizbech is crying. So since most of the time it's baver, even though once in a yovel it's really a mitzvah to divorce, so they were never masakin a bracha on divorce because usually it's baver. And he says, and most of the time performing chalitza is also improper. You can't say it's an aver, it says if they don't want to do yivim, they do chalitza. But most of the time it's the improper decision because they really should have preferred to do yivim. He gives more klolim. He talks about how come you don't say bracha before you're about to give tzedakah. Talks about all the issues. When you say bracha, when not.
You know about chalitza, according to Rabbi Yaakov and Yibum, is you're supposed to do the chalitza, not Yibum.
Machlekes HaTanoim, yeah. Where the mitzvah chalitza kedemis and mitzvah Yibum. Abba Shol says mitzvah chalitza kedemis and mitzvah Yibum. So he claims that we paskim against Abba Shol. So Machlekes and Rishonim, how we paskim. So he claims that we really paskim in our Torah that mitzvah Yibum kedemis, and it's not right. Anyway, that's the shayla. The fact that you say a bracha, does that necessarily indicate does that nusach a bracha necessarily indicate that it's really a mitzvah, or perhaps not necessarily so? The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the beginning, the Ramban The Rambam has the in the Hakdama to the Sefer Mitzvah has the 14 rules and regulations that guide him to determine what qualifies to be included in Minyan HaMitzvah, what not. So on the first Shoresh, he says Mitzvahs Derabbanan are not included. Mitzvahs Derabbanan, how can you say 613? Every generation, they'll add on another 20 Mitzvahs Derabbanan. So what are you going to do with the 613? Yeah. So 613 means before you begin with any Derabbanan. Once you add on Derabbanan, it's more than 613. That's what the Rambam says. He disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos, who includes a couple of mitzvahs Derabbanan. So one of them was an Atilus, one was a discussion, what's with Atilus Yadayim? So the Ramban Tain, Atilus Yadayim is a HaMitzvah, Baharayim is Okta Brocha, Shekirishanam in Mitzvot of Tzivon. That's the Ramban's right, that it's a mitzvah, Baharayim is Okta Brocha. So as he said, he's not going to spoil from the Raya, from the Brocha. He said, you say Brocha and an Erev Echatzeris also, that's only a Matir, that's not a mitzvah. Say bracha on erev chumen. That's not a mitzvah. It's a matir. He says sometimes you have bracha. It's not a matir. Anyway, this is an important thing. This is a famous thesis.
It's not a mitzvah.
Hmm.
You're doing the bracha and the mitzvah with the rabban. I told you to do. It's still a mitzvah. It's true. It's a matir, but the mitzvah that the rabban made.
That's a shaila. Yeah, Hadlokas Neres Chanuk is a mitzvah. Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah. The Rabban. The shaila is what? Then Atilus Adai. Maybe it's only a matir. Maybe it's not a mitzvah at all. Maybe it's only a matir. I said Rabban to be shown a
mitzvah.
That's a shaila. Is there a mitzvah in the Rabban? So the Rav, when he was learning this Ramban, he said, what do you mean? Because the Chazer eats 10 sandwiches a day and he has to wash 10 times the Hatah Mitzvah, and I'm sitting and learning. I don't have, he has the 10 mitzvahs. And the Sheikhet is shechting all day long, 100 times he shechts. He says 100 brachas, has 100 mitzvahs. Yeah, what kind of mitzvahs are not there? He says the Shechit is not there. And then the Tilus Adayim is not there. So he couldn't believe it, that the one is sitting and learning, he's not doing the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to eat like a Chazer all day long to wash the Tilus Adayim all the time. And they say, no, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Whoever, it's a conditional mitzvah. Yeah, for sure. That is a mitzvah. Yeah. But he's benching. That's for sure. Birchas Hamazon for sure is a mitzvah. Yeah.
That's the only reason that I say everybody's made
it. Yeah. Okay. So what does the Gemara have? Guf Amar Rabba Bomar Ashlokish Maaserish Shegdima B'Shibolim. If you were Kodeshem Maaser when you didn't have to, you Mafresh the Maaserishim when you didn't have to. It's before Meruach. But if you Mafresh, the din is that it's Chal. If you mafresh it before meruach etzchal, you're not mechuyif to but etzchal. So the din is that shmo tov lo l'tshumas ma'aser. Once it's called ma'aser rishon, so it becomes tevel deraisa. If you lead it before you'll be mafresh the ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, there'll be misa b'day shamayim. That's mamish tevel. Shmo tov lo l'tshumas ma'aser. Since it has a shem ma'aser, it becomes tevel deraisa. Ma'i taime, and for the Gemara, hold the yotzol of shem ma'aser, because the thing that makes it tevel the ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. Is the Shem Maaser. It's not the Meruach. The Meruach makes everything Tevel. Yeah. But the thing that makes the Maaser Rishon Tevel vis-a-vis Maaser HaMaaser is the Shem Maaser Rishon. Amar Rav Shimon, let's say a Shaila like this. Let's say the former, this is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed talks about this. Let's say the former lechatchila is supposed to be mafresh everything in order. We had Rashi had the din. Malayoscha v'demach lo isachi. Not supposed to be mishana the seder ha'afroshes. So the correct seder should be first you mafresh bikurim when it's still mechuba lekark, and after you detach it, you make the mirot and you mafresh truma gedoyla. And after truma gedoyla comes ma'aser rishon. After ma'aser rishon comes either ma'aser sheni, ma'aser rani, depending on what year you're holding by. With the Yevit, if you Mishana the Seder HaFroshes, it's also Chal, but you're in violation of that din of Malayoscha v'dimach alo isacha. So let's say, wise guy, he's going to violate the din. The former wants to be Mafrish Meiser, Minha Meiser, before his Mafrish Meiser. Normal course of events, you mafresh ma'aser rishon, you give it to the Levi,
and let
the Levi figure out what he's going to do. So that's the shaila. Can you be mafresh ma'aser min ha'ma'aser? Let's say it's all b'shibolim. Let's say you didn't do miruach yet. you have still the straw, you have still the stem. You didn't do miruch, you didn't separate the psolus from the yochel. So you're not, there's no tevel, but if you're mafrish, it'll be chal. So just because it's not yet a chiyuv doesn't preclude the possibility of making afrosh and having a chal. But the shaila is maybe it has no shaychus at all. If he says shmo tovlo, what does it mean shmo tovlo? What triggers the din?
Shmo
tovlo. What starts the din? What makes the din of tevel miruach? Miruach makes tevel. But what makes tevel from ma'aser and amaiser? Shei ma'aser isha, not miruach.
No.
Lomala, you don't need any miruach. What makes it tevel from ma'aser and amaiser is a shei ma'aser. So what if you have like this? What if it doesn't have a shei ma'aser? What if I have miruach? I did a miruach on everything, and everything is tevel. But l'chor it's only tevel ha'tovel the truma gedoyla and tovel the ma'aser isha the ma'aser sheni. But if calls man that I wasn't mafrish the ma'aser rishon yet, so where do you have tevel atovel a ma'aser min ha'ma'aser? Can you be mafrish ma'aser min ha'ma'aser before? You're not supposed to be mafrish not in order.
Yeah, but isn't
he one of the he's doing against the halacha. Can a farmer be mafrish ma'aser min ha'ma'aser? Huh? Once he's mafrish the ma'aser rishon, then he's not a bialim anymore because it belongs to Shevet Levi. But let's say he wasn't yet mafrish the ma'aser rishon. So do you say the 100 bushels are tovel, a maisim, and a maisim? And he said, what kind of tovel, a maisim, and a maisim? Maisim rishon is tovel, a maisim, and a maisim. What kicks off, what triggers the din
of maisim, and a maisim?
Tovel, a tovel, a maisim, and a maisim. The shei maisim, the harayu shmo tovlo. If before miruach, you mafish maisim rishon, it becomes tovel, a tovel. So that's the Gemara Gibbi. Gemara says, yeah, if the farmer is mafish, the maisim, and a maisim, before the maisim rishon, it is chal. So you see that either way, it goes either way. If you make meruach, it's tevel atovel for everything. And even if you didn't do meruach, it's all bishibolim, so nothing is tevel atovel for anything. But if you carry shei ma'aser rishon, then it becomes tevel atovel lemaisim and amaisim. Either one or the other. It's either the meruach makes it tevel for ma'aser and amaisim, or that kriya shei ma'aser rishon makes it ma'aser and amaisim. The Gemara there learns it out from a pasuk. It's not a story. The Gemara Git learns it out. The same Brice of Elazar ben Gamla appears there in a longer form, the same Hekish, and he learns this out also from the Hekish. That just like the farmer, what's the Hekish between Shuma Gedoyla and Ma'aser? Just like the farmer is the Balabas to be Mafrish, Shuma Gedoyla, so the farmer is also Balabas to be Mafrish, Ma'aser, Ma'aser. When? If he's ready, Mafrish, Ma'aser, it's not his anymore, it belongs to Shevet Levi. So it means before, if he's a Knaka, he's a wise guy, he's going to be Mafrish, Ma'aser, Ma'aser. Before his mafish ma'aser rishon, so then the din is that the ma'aser mana ma'aser is chal.
The two that's given to all tevel?
I don't know, the 10%. He designates 10%, he designates 2% as truma gedolah. He has 98 units left. For the 98 that's left, he takes that 10% to 9.8, and he gives that as ma'aser rishon. That 9.8 is tevel hatovel amaisim and amaisim. So the lady has to give 0.98 from that, which is 1/10. Yeah. And before he gives that, he's not allowed. No one's allowed to eat the remaining part of that. But the rest is not. The rest.
Maybe he gives the most of the farmer.
He's clear. It's still tevel. He didn't take maisa sheni and maisa rani. But once he takes that, finished. Everything else is okay, maybe. Except for that. Except for the part.
The rest
that
of the problem is just the lady on his.
On his ma'aser rishon is right. That's it. That's it. Okay, believe me. Next week we will learn the next Gemara. Says interesting Gemara. Okay, learn the next one. And this week, Sadri, the Chumash describes the way Yaakov Avinu is speaking to his wives when he's negotiating leaving their father-in-law. So he tells them how hard and how honest he was when he worked for the father-in-law. You know that I worked with all of my efforts and energy. By day and by night he worked. So what does the Chumash quote all of this description for? What is it relevant? He could have left it out. He could have given the kitzur. So the Gemara says, no, it's the teacher halacha. Whenever the Chumash gives a conversation, it's only recorded to teach us dinim. So it's to tell you the din. Gemara says it tells you a din. What din does it tell you? So the Rambam writes the following din. This happens all the time. let's say they had a person was on a job for 50 years, a secretary, whatever. An old secretary, he typed 5 letters a day. They get a new guy, they want to give me the same salary he got. I can type 100 letters a day. What am I mechuyev to type 100 letters a day? I'll do myself out of a job. They won't hire me for 5 days a week. They'll only hire me for 1 day a week. I'll do everything so good. So I keep on taking coffee breaks, and I talk on the telephone to my wife, and I learn daf yomi, I learn mishnah yom, I have to fill in the time. I don't want to do too much work. I won't have a job a whole week. So the Rambam says that that's not right. Or let's say I really deserve a raise, I really deserve an increase, and the boss is doing me an avla, he doesn't give me an increase. I say, well, the teachers in the school always decide. We really deserve an increase, so therefore we're not going to teach so hard, therefore we're not going to work so hard. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to make such a cheshbon. Hapoel mechuyev lavad b'chol koicha. A guy has a job, he's mechuyev to put in all of his efforts and energy. Doesn't mean it has to be mamish neurotic, not to be mopsic for a second. He has to go to Beis HaKisa. He can go. He doesn't have to wait till he leaves at 5 o'clock. He's allowed to take a coffee break. He's allowed to talk for a little bit, within reason. But not to balabetch and not to waste a lot of time. So the Rambam quotes it from this pasuk. Remember, B'yankev HaTzadik, instead of calling him Yankev Avin, he calls him Yankev HaTzadik. That Barimtzach, he brags about the fact that he put in a full day's work, a hard work. He says, we learn out from the fact that Torah records the words of Yankel Avin, and we learn out the din that a poyel is mechuyev to put in the full day's work. He's not allowed to cheat the boss. And he shouldn't make this calculation. I'm taking over the job from the other guy. The other guy never worked so hard. No, the other guy, that's the best that he was able to do. But you're able to do better, so you should do better. You hold that you deserve an increase? Hastabreri, go get a job somewhere else. If you agree to stay here, so you have to put in the full day's work. Try to convince the boss that he should give you an increase. But if he doesn't give you an increase and you stay here, then you have to put in the full day's work. So the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Schiras Poyalim, that this is the Yesod Adin of Schiras Poyalim. A poyal, mechuyev lavad b'chol koicho. If you look in the Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia, the Gemara quotes this. The Gemara doesn't say it by Schiras Poyalim. The Gemara draws a distinction between Hashem Achinim and Hashem Asochan. So the Gemara says that Yankov Avinu, because he was salaried by his father-in-law to watch the sheep, to be a shepherd, so he had the status of Hashem Asochan, so therefore he's mechuyev to watch more. Hashem Achinim is not mechuyev to watch so much. Let's say you have a babysitter. So sometimes the babysitter does it as a favor, and sometimes the babysitter is salaried. Two kinds of babysitters. So let's say in the middle of the summertime, it's hot, so you leave the windows open, you leave the door open. So that's very nice. You leave the windows open when you're there in the apartment. But let's say you leave the windows open and you walk out for a minute. So if it's my apartment, I leave the windows open, I leave the door open, I go to the corner to buy newspaper, to buy a bottle of milk or something, I come back. I have a right to do that. But let's say somebody's a shomer on my apartment, and he'll probably the same shtick. He's a shomer. And he goes down to pick up the mail, and he leaves the door open with the windows open. He goes to buy milk in the corner, and then he comes back. He finds out they just emptied out the ganav and were watching, and they emptied out the whole house. So what's the din? So the Gemara says he was not the kid and not Rinshi. He watched the house the same way the Balabas would have watched. Balabas is not neurotic. Balabas would have done like that. So the Gemara draws a distinction between a shemachinim and a shemasach. If he's a shemachinim, he's only mechuyev to do with what the Balabas would have done. But if he's a shemasachar, we see from Yankov Avinu b'chol koichi, he has to do
more.
Even more when not the kid, not 3 inches is not enough. He has to do even more, not neurotic. He has to do whatever he could have done, whatever is reasonable. So the Eskakasha, the Rambam writes that this is the din in Schiras Poyalim, and the Gemara says a different word. This is the din in the Shamasach as opposed to the Shamachinam. Isn't the Rambam in contradiction to the Gemara? So the Machna Ephraim says, no, it's not a contradiction, it's the same thing. The difference between the Shemesach and the Shemachinim is that because the Shemesach has salary to watch, not only is a Shomer, he's a Poyel also. So the din of Shemesach are over and above the Shemachinim is because he's a Poyel. It's exactly the same thing. So the Machne Ephraim has the following Chiddush that Rabbi Kivege quotes on Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says that a Poyel has a right to quit in the middle of the job, unless he's going to be mopsed to the Balabas. Let's say one fine day, Rebbe comes to the yeshiva and says, I quit. So who's going to teach the children? You have to tell them in aisle a week or two, a month in advance, so you should get another Rebbe. And if you can't get another Rebbe, so you're not allowed to quit until the end of the year, the end of the 2 years. You have to give them an offer warning. But if it's not going to cause a hepsi to the institution, to the organization, then you can quit in the middle of the day. They don't pay you salary. They only pay you salary for that amount of work that you did. They're prorated, and they give you... So the Gemara has a din, a poel can quit in the middle of the day. And Hashem Achinam, the Ravid has a Gemara in Kiddush, in the first paragraph, Hashem Achinam cannot quit. Hashem cannot quit in the middle. You accept it upon yourself to be a Shemer for a week. So you can't give it back, you have to be a Shemer to the end of the week. So the Machne Ephraim says, but what if you accept it to be a Shemer Socher? So he says he can quit the status of Shema Socha to lower it down to the level of Shema Chinam. He says, because the higher level of Shema Socha over and above Shema Chinam, thus is Midin Poyel. So Poyel has a right to quit. Shema Chinam cannot quit. Mm-hmm. Shema Chinam. He can quit being a Shema Socha. He won't be Kanvielich, he won't get the salary, but he won't be Mukhlif on that higher level of. He'll be Potter. So that's why the Rambam, that's what he says, the Rambam quoted this pasuk, Vayisa Bayom, Achalani Chorv, etc. He quoted in Hilchas Chiris, the Sa'apol, Mukhli Alav, Mukhal Koichai, and the Gemara quoted, then again, the Shema Socha says, not a steer at all. That's exactly how it's the same this. Last week we learned the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's review a little bit. The Gemara quoted a Mishnah about 10 lines from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah. It says on the right hand side, Trumas Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. So there's an asterisk there, and the Mishnah says somebody has a bundles of vegetable. How does he have bundles of vegetable? Means that this vegetable really has little shtikala. Means that it's still attached with all of the psolas, with all of the wood, with the stems that you're really going to throw out in the garbage. And the stems are not chayv in Trumas HaMaisus, just the vegetable itself is chayv in Trumas HaMaisus. So it says he has these bundles of vegetables all tied up, all bundled up, chavilin, chavile, tilton is the vegetable, and it's all tevel, so it says that it has to be mafresh truma. If you have food that's only Michael Behemah, then it's not chayv and shumas maises at all. But if it's Michael Adam, so then it's chayv and shumas maises, even if you plan to feed it to the Behemah. And if it's basically, we had last week, that boxer, The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Shumas and Maisa some Baksar is only Midirabbonah. So the Shaila is why. So we said that Rashi and Taisu say anything outside of Dog and Pirish V'yitzah is only Midirabbonah. Only wine and grapes, olives and olive oil. Tirosh is wine. So if wine is Chayv and Shumas and Maisa, so grapes is also Chayv. Yitzah is olive oil. So if olive oil is Chayv, so olives is also Chayv. And Dogan is Chameshis Mina Dogan, wheat, barley, oats, and rye, spelt. So Rashi and Tais was told that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the only thing that's Chayv Min HaTorah. And the Ramam Shita is that all fruits are Chayv Min HaTorah. How can you distinguish between the grapes and the olives and all the other fruits? If grapes and olives are Chayv Min HaTorah, so all the other fruits are also Chayv Min HaTorah. Vegetables, Maisa Yerek, that's only Midirabbanon. Yerokis is only Midirabbanon, but fruits is Min HaTorah. Aye, but the baksa grows on a tree, so no. Let it be chayv min hatorah. The Gemara states the Farish, the baksa is only the Rabbanah. So the Rambam says, yeah, baksa is Michael Behemah. It's basically Michael Behemah. People eat it sometimes, so it's chayv min the Rabbanah and Trumas HaMaisi. But if you have something that's basically Michael Adam, but you plan to feed it to the Behemahs, then it's really chayv then it is chayv in shumas amaisis. And if it's only Michael Bayman, then it's not chayv at all in shumas amaisis. So here there was this Mishnah in shumas that spoke about bundles of the vegetable of tilton. Bundles means that it still has the wood, it still has the stem. And it says that you only are chayv shumas amaisis on the vegetable, not on the stem. So the Gemara was, the whole topic that we were discussing last week was, how could it possibly be tevel? The din of tevel only begins after you did first meruach, and then rios pnei abayis. Meruach means by definition you took off all the stems, you took off all the straw, you took off all the psolas, you threw it in the garbage, and you have only the yochel piled up in a neat pile. So how can it be that you have bundles of vegetable? Bundles means that it has all the stems all together, the yochel with the psolas. There was no meruach. How can you say there was tilton shel tevel? Chavile tilton shel tevel. So first the Gemara suggested, oh, because this is normal to nibble, to take it with the stem and to separate the kernels and then to pop it in your mouth. That's the way people eat it. So if you had that in Zin, if you didn't have a mind to cook it, if you have a mind to cook it, then it doesn't become tevel, kozman, that it's still with the psolas. But if you have a mind to take it like that and to remove the ochel in your hand and then to pop it into your mouth and to eat it raw, so then it already becomes tevel the way it is now. Then there's no need for miruach. Then it's already chayiv and shumas maizes right away. That was one suggestion. Then the Gemara said, "Ika diyamri," in the second half of the Amr, "Ika diyamri amabai," that it's not true. That it cannot be. That it will not become tevel. It's still together with the psal. How can you say that that's tevel? I think Gemara said, "But what do you do with the Mishnah?" Mishnah stayed the favorite. So the Gemara gave a whole interpretation. That Mishnah says that it's tevel doesn't mean, usually tevel means like this. I have bushels and bushels, let's say I have 100 bushels of grain, and I didn't set aside anything yet. So the din is anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until you mafrish trumas amaisis. So what do you have to be mafrish when everything is tevel? So first you have to give truma gedoyla, then you have to give maaser rishon, and then you have to give maaser sheni. Unless it's the third year or the sixth year of the Shemitah, so instead of maaser sheni, you give maaser rani. So first you give, let's say, normal people give 2% of 2 bushels out of 100. You give 2% is truma gedoyla, then you have 98 bushels left. So then for the 98 bushels, you give 9.8 bushels for maaser rishon, and you subtract 9.8 from 98, whatever you have left, and then you take 10% of what's left, and you give that as maaser sheni. Unless it's the third year or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you designate that as maaser rani instead of maaser sheni. So here the Gemara says, you have a Mishnah that says that you have the bundles of the tilton, which are tevel. How can it be that it's tevel? If it bundles, means that it has the stems. If the stems that didn't have the miruach, how can it be tevel? So the Gemara's second suggestion was, it's not a normal tevel, that you have so many units of everything and it's tevel. You didn't take out the trim of the yiret, you didn't take out the maizirish, you didn't take out the maizirishin. No. Hacham askinon, the thing is all with the shibolim, means with the psolus, with the stems, with the psolus, with everything. And the fellow went ahead and he was mafrish maaser rishon from it. The din is that you're not mechuyif to be mafrish, but if you're mafrish bishi balim, if you're mafrish when it still has a psolus before the miruach, the afrosha will be chal. So what's the din if somebody designates maaser rishon? So all maaser rishon in the world is tevel. Who do you give maaser rishon to? You give it to the levi. What does the levi do? He eats it.
Yeah.
Or if he wants, he can give it to anybody else. It's permissible for a non-levi to eat it also. Truma may only be eaten. Truma is mamana koin, and it may only be eaten by a koin. So if a koin gets the 2% of truma, he's not allowed to give it away to someone else. Can't give it to a goy. Can't give it to a levi or Yisrael to eat it. It may only be eaten by a koin. The maaser rishon is only mamon ha-levi. It's a matona that you give to the levim, but the levi, if he wants, he can invite non-levim to eat it. He can give it away. He can sell it. If he wants, he can sell it to a non-levi. Oh, but whenever the levi gets his 10 units of the maaser rishon, it's all tevel before he begins to eat it. Before anybody begins to eat it, you have to be mafrish the maaser min ha-maaser. He has to take out 10% from whatever he got. Let's say he got
10 bushels.
What did he get? He got 9.8. He got 9.8. So you have to take out 0.98. You have to take out 10% of that, 0.98, and give it away to the kohen. The trumas meiser, otherwise known as meiser mana meiser, has to be given to the kohen. So the Gemara says, here you have such a hechitimtze. You have chavile tilton shel tevel. How is it possible that you have bundles? Bundles means with the psolus, with the stems. How can it be that it's tevelah? If it has the stems, means by definition it didn't have a meruach yet. It didn't meruach means that you removed the psalmist. Like Mar says here, the guy was a character. He went ahead and he was mafrish maisa rishon before he was mafrish truma gedoyla. Why did he do that? So Rashi explains a Levi. Okay, we'll have to make the cheshbon again. A Levi was a wise guy. He wanted the Levi is going to gain. The Levi is going to make money over here. So the Levi went and he convinced the farmer, instead of going in order, to give 2% to the farmer, to the kohen. And then you're going to have, you left 98 units, so you'll give 9.8 to the Levi. So he tells him, give me now 10% of 100. So he gives him right away 10.
Yeah.
Instead of 9.8, he gives him 10. So the ten units that he has, that's Maisa Rishon, is Tevo, even though everything didn't have, nothing had a Miruach yet, and everything else is not yet Tevo, he took out 10% and he designated it as Truma Gedolah. He didn't have to, because he didn't do Miruach yet. So the rest of the 90 units is not Tevel yet, strictly speaking, is not Mukhif to be Marfish anything, but the 10 units that he designated as Maisa Rishon, that Menatera, that becomes Tevel HaTovel HaMaisa MenaMaisa. Why? That's the halacha, the Gemara says, Shmo Tovlo. Once it has a shame, Maisa Rishon by hook or by crook, whether he went in order, whether you were Mukhif to be Marfish to Maisa Rishon, and you weren't Mukhif, and you went ahead, you were Marfish anyway, Bishibolim, before you became Mukhif to. Once you're mafresh, that's what the Gemara says. The Omar Rababo, 10 lines from the bottom. Ki the Rababo, Omar Reish Lakish. That's like Rababo said the name of Reish Lakish. What did he say? The Omar Rababo, Omar Reb Shimon, then Lakish. What did he say? Maisa Rishon, Shigdimo, Bishibolim. He rushed ahead and he was mafresh. The Maisa Rishon, before the Meruah, Bishibolim means when the Oichel is still attached to the Psolis. Shibolis is the Psolis. So, before you did Meruach, you would think that there's no din of Tevel. If you're Mafresh, it's Tal, but nothing is Tevel. So he says, wrong. Once it has a Shem, Maisa Rishon, Shmo, Tovlo, since it's Chal on it, the Shem, Maisa Rishon, so it becomes Menater, Tevel, Tovlo, Maisa, Mena, Maisa. If you're not going to be Mafresh, the Maisa, Mena, Maisa, it'll be Misa B'dei Shamayim. Whoever eats Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the remaining 90 units of the rest of the stuff, it's mutter min haTorah, it's even mutter min haRabbanan to eat it. It's not yet Tevel, but on these 10 bushels, on this 10% that you designated as Maisa Rishon, that's min haTorah, Tevel, HaTovel, HaMaisa, min haMaisa, and that'll be an Issa Misa B'dei Shemayim if you eat it. So the Gemara, Frek Takasha. How can you say that that's what the Mishnah is talking? You see, originally we read again this Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of the Daf. The Gemara quoted that Mishnah. Where has the asterisk? The Mishnah says, Mishoilach Avila Tilton Shal Tevel. He has bundles of Tevel. Now, we're not sure what the Tevel is. So first they thought the Tevel is Tevel. Tevel. The whole thing is Tevel. You're not allowed to eat anything until you're Mafresh, Truma Gedolah, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Shein. Now the Gemara interprets, no, it's not Tevel, normal Tevel. It's Maisa Rishon, which is Tevel HaTovel HaMaisa Men HaMaisa, because of this special din of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, so what is he being mafrish now? The thing is being mafrish is not Truma Gedolah. He's being mafrish Maisa Men HaMaisa. So how come it says, Mechashev, you should make an approximation. Macha Cheshbin in your mind, make a calculation, Kamazera Yeshbohem. How much vegetable do you have? Make a calculation, how much vegetables do you have? And how many stems do you have? And it says in the Mishnah, you're not Mechayev to be mafrish Trumas and Maisis on the stems. Even though Lo'ilam, the Gemara explains why. If you cook it, let's say, in a pot of soup, so the stem will also give flavoring into the soup. But still, the stem is not Chayv and Trumas and Maisis. Only the vegetable itself is Chayv and Trumas and Maisis. So it says, make a calculation and then be Mafrish. So the Gemara effect Akasha, what's the din? Under normal circumstances, when you have 100 units of whatever, 100 units of Tevel. So first in Mafrish 2% Truma Gedolah, normally. Menatari the din is Chita Achas Pateris is Kolakri. You have a room so big or bigger, a whole barn full of Tevel, and you can be Mafrish one tiny kernel of food, and everything in a pot is. There is no shear. There's no minimum shear, just a mashu. There's no maximum shear either. If you want, you can give almost everything.
Almost.
The din is you can't give everything Truma Gedolah because you have to have Reishis Shesheran Nikarim. You have to leave something over. When you're mafrish truma, it has to be that this truma is matadisa tevel from something else. If you're going to declare, oh, he said, kol garna truma le'yosav alay klum. If he declares all the tvua, he has 100 units of whatever, of wine, and he declares everything truma, so it's not chal. it doesn't become truma. You have to be you can be mafresh up until 99%, and then you have something left over, and then you'll be mafresh. Maisa rishon, what's left, and maisa sheni, whatever. You won't have too much left. But so you can be mafresh. That's how the Rabbeinu Yoyne and Brachas gives this as the marshal. He says you can be mafresh amashahu chitach as pateris as kol akri amashu, or you can be mafresh up until 99%. So he gives this as the marshal for the din of Tosefes Shabbos. He says Shabbos begins at Safik Chashecha, Safik Eina Chashecha, Bein Hashmashes. Let's say we assume Bein Hashmashes is Shkia. Right after the sun sets is Shain Shkia, it's a Safik Shabbos. So when is this man of Tosefes? Anytime before Shkia, but you can't be Mekabel place of Shabbos Friday morning, Thursday morning, Wednesday morning, you can't be Mekabel. So in Shulchan Aruch it says you cannot be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos prior to Plaga Mincha. Okay. Plaga Mincha is what? An hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So the Rabbeinu Yoni says, from this time before the Shkia, up until an hour and a quarter before, so he says it's like Truma. If you want, you can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos a minute. If you want, you can give 5 minutes. If you want, you can give an hour. You can give an hour and 15 minutes. More than that, there's a...
It's like giving the whole Truma away. You can like the whole away.
He says you can't, there's an upper limit. There's an upper limit. Past that is too much. It gives this marshal from Truma. So here the Gemara says like this: Menatayra, there is no shear for truma. Midrabanan, they gave a recommendation based on a pasuk in Yecheskel. The Gemara has. So the Gemara says Midrabanan, they recommended a normal average adam beinoni should give 1 out of 50, 2%. If he feels that it's too taxing, it's too much, he can't afford it. So they said to give 1 out of 60. And if you want to be generous. So they recommend to give 1 out of 40. Not mechuyev, you don't have to be so generous to give 50%, 80%, 90%. If you give, so it's chal up until 99.99%. It'll be chal, but we don't recommend that. Highest recommendation we give is 1 out of 40. So normal, an adam beinoni should give 1 out of 50.
Now I have a relative as a kohen. I can pull a stick, give 99%.
You can do that if you want to, but you lose all of
the. He'll invite you to a meal.
What do you get?
Could be some sort of
it's a pet.
I don't think so. You can make any shtick because you can't sell truma.
Yeah, well,
you the coin has it all, right?
So the coin will get 99%. Okay, but whatever you give away to the coin, you lose. It goes from your pocket. You lose also. The lady will lose also. Normally you'll have you give 2% to the coins, so you have 98 units left, so you give the lady 9.8. If you're going to give the coin 50%, so the lady gets from 50, he'll get 5. Okay, so the others will lose. Okay, so normally the din is that Truma Gedoyle Nitelas Ba'oimed. Truma Gedoyle, you can be Misha'er, you can approximate how much do you think you have. I think I have 100 bushels, so I'll give away 2 bushels to the coin. What will be if it'll turn out that you really had 110 bushels? What will be if it turned out that you had 90 bushels? It's garnished. You can, if you want, you can give more. If you want, you can give less. Menatari can give chitach, as Menatari can give up until 99.99%. So the world doesn't come to an end if you didn't give exactly the 2%.
You're not supposed to give by measuring, actually, truma, right?
Yeah, the Mishnah says they recommend bedavka not to measure in order to give a little extra, because the farmer will probably be frum and elach, and he'll be afraid he doesn't want to cheat the kohanim, so to make sure that he gives the 2%, so the tanoim were working, they're dealing with elach farmers, so they assume that Mestama the farmer will give a little extra to the kohen to make sure that he's giving his 2% that he's supposed to. So if the Mishnah is talking Tilton Shel Tevel means normal Tevel, that you have to be Mafish Chuma, Gedoyle Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni or Maiser Rani, whatever. So then we understand what it says in the Mishnah, Machashev means Machacheshben, how much, make an approximation, how much percentage do you think is vegetable, and give 2% for the Chuma. But if you tell me that the Mishnah is not talking that it's tevel, regular tevel. So special, funny case, hocham amayaskin, an ukimta case, that's not the poshup shot, it's an ukimta, it's an interpretation that it's only talking a special case. How can it be that it bundles with the stems, and it's tevel? So must be here already designated as maaser rishon. He designated the 10 units as maaser rishon. The 90 units, that's not yet hufresh as anything, is not tevel at all. Because he didn't do the miruach yet, he didn't separate the psoilus yet. But the 10% that he designated as Maiser Rishon, Shmo Tovla becomes Ma'aseh Rishon in Ataretz Chal, and whatever is Ma'aseh Rishon, whether he was Mechuyev to be Mafreshin or not Mechuyev, he was Mafreshin.
Yeah.
So whatever is Ma'aseh Rishon is Tevla Tovla Trumas Ma'aseh. Trumas Ma'aseh, that's not a din. Trumas Ma'aseh, you have to give, the Levi has to give 10% of what he has to the Tayyip, and the 10% has to be a real 10%. So the Gemara says, so what does it say in the Mishnah Mechashev? He should make a calculation, he should guess. He should estimate how much he has and be mafrish. What are you talking about? Mechashev, estimating and guessing and approximating, that's good by truma, because Minatera, there is no shear. So the whole shear is only with the Rabban on a recommendation based on a posting in the Cheskot to give 2%. So the Tanaim say you're permitted to approximate it, and the other Rabbi, they recommend you should approximate it, nor that Mestam will give a little extra. But if you're talking about Ma'aseh Rishon, or you're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni, or you're talking about Ma'aseh Mina Ma'aseh, that has to be a real measurement. So the Gemara asks, what kind of Mechashev? That's the Gemara's Kasha. What kind of a Mechashev are you saying over here? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, and for the Gemara, here is on the second line on the top, this is what we got to last week. Greg the Gemara, Mechashev. Mechashev, the way you're interpreting that the Mishnah goes, he already designated this bundles of Tilton as Ma'aseh Rishon. And now he's holding by B Mafresh Ma'aseh and not Ma'aseh. Not that he's holding by B Mafresh Truma, that it's real Tevel. It's Ma'aseh Rishon and he's giving Ma'aseh and not Ma'aseh. Freg Digamor Hamadi the boy. You have to measure to make sure that you give Ma'aseh 1/10. Because in a Ma'aseh Rishon, or a Ma'aseh Sheni, or a Ma'aseh Oni, or a Ma'aseh and not Ma'aseh, it's supposed to be an exact amount.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be exact, you don't have to weigh it to the ounce, but it has to be with a measurement. You need medida. The Gemara says, Hamarba b'maisris, maisris in the kol kolom. Let's say you want to give a little extra truma. So you don't say, give a little extra truma. There is no shir minatar. You can give mashu, you can give up until 99.99%. But if let's say he wants to be generous, he wants to give a little extra maisris. So the Gemara says, there's going to be big problems, going to be grace in its tzaris. Hamarba b'maisris, maisris in the kol kolom. Because let's say he has 100 units, and he took off 2 units as Truma Gedolah, he has left 98 units. Then he's supposed to separate 9.8 as a Ma'aseh Rishon. This guy's going to be generous. He'll give the lady 10 units. So the Gemara says, Tegnish, the Mishnah is Tegnish. Because it's not Chal, Ma'aseh Rishon is not Chal more than 9.8. So the 0.2 extra that he gives is Tevel. The 0.2 extra is Tevel. It cannot become Chal, Ma'aseh Rishon on everything. So that's
should be Ma'aseh Sheni or Ma'aseh Oni. That's all it can be now in it.
Right.
Because he gave already Truman.
So normally he gives 9.8 and he's left with whatever. You have to subtract 98 minus 9.8 and then he's mafresh 10% on what's left. But here, after being mafresh 10% on what's left, he has to be mafresh
from the
Ma'aseh Sheni on the extra on the 0.2 that he gave. And the Levi is a pain in the neck. The Levi has to take 0.2. And how's he going to figure out which 0.2% he has everything all mixed in together? So the Gemara says it's the Tevel Ma'aseh Murabim Zebazeh. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin says, Taich in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Aseva, the three dinim in one Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that seem to have no shaykhis with each other. It says, Aseva Harav, the Histalik Men Asafik, that's another Mishnah. Aseva Harav, the Histalik Men Asafik, Val Tarbala Aseru Modus. What's the Hemshech? So he says, that's what he meant. Aseva Harav, pick yourself your local Orthodox rabbi, whatever, pick a rabbi to ask, go to Shaila. What do you need a rabbi for? Whenever there'll be a Shaila, you'll go to Chumra. Nay, the Histalik Men Asofik. Don't get involved in mistakes. Why not? Be Machmer all the time. No. Valtar Bala Aser Umadas, because sometimes you'll be Mafrish Maisris by an approximation and you go to Chumra a little bit. So the Gemara says it'll be Tevel or Maisim or Rav Mzebizah. Hamar Bebe Maisris. Maisris and Mikul Kolim. Sometimes people think that they're going Lefnim Yishur, so then they're being Machmer. And the machmer is really a makel. You have to know what the din is.
And then
it's not a machmer, it's makel. So that's the Gemara's kasha over here.
It's hard to see how you can be oimit in tefuah exactly. You know, you put on a bushel, some bushels of grass.
So the Mishnah says bushels are bushels. That's okay. But if it's clear that it's small, right? It's clear that there's an extra bushel and you're off, It doesn't have to be so exact, but it has to be up to some kind of measurement. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If you're interpreting that Mishnah on Amud Aleph from Trumas, that it means that it's holding by being mafresh ma'isim and amaisim. So how does the mechashev? If you approximate how much you're going to give for ma'isim and amaisim, give it for Mohammed the boy. If you're talking about ma'isim and amaisim, you need a measurement. And for the Gemara, you're right that that's what the majority opinion is. But this Mishnah follows the view of the following Tana. Oh, Mani, this Mishnah, whose opinion is it? Abelazar ben Gamla. The Tanya, there was a Tana Abelazar ben Gimel, Abelazar ben Gamla. And every Gemara, they call him a little different name. So he used to say like this. It says, V'nechshav lechem chumaschem kadogen menagar v'chamleh menayekiv. That pasuk says like this. When you give the Maisa Rishon, that's at the end of Parshas Koirach. Koirach was Ma'arar ala Kuhuna. He complained it's not fair. Why Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the chief rabbi. He's the king and he's the chief rabbi. And then he appoints his brothers the Kohen, and they took everything. They don't leave anything for anybody else. And I'm also in the family. How come they cheated me? So he was cholek ala kuhuna. So the Rabbanu Shalom punished him. And then the Rabbanu Shalom chazes over in the end of Parshas Kach, chazes over all the matnas kuhuna. To review that, I singled out the Kohanim and the Levim, and the Kohanim deserve all the Matnas Kuhuna, and it's all repeated. So this is at the end of Parshas Korach. It says you have to give the Kohen Truma Gedolah, and you give them Levi Maaser Rishon, and then the Levi has to be Mafrish when he gets the Maaser Rishon, the 10 units, he has to be Mafrish Maaser Min HaMaaser from the Maaser Rishon. So it says V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem. When the Levi is mafrish, the Trumas Meiser, which is the Meiser Min HaMeiser, that is exactly the same as when it'll be farechen for the Levium. When when the Levi gives the Meiser Min HaMeiser to the Kohen, that has the same status kadogan min agorin lechamleh min ayekiv. That's the same status as Truma Mamish, which the farmer designates when the farmer has his 100 bushels. And it designates 2 units, yeah. 2 bushels out of 100% of Shulma G'doyla. So the Shulma G'doyla may only be eaten by the Kohanim, and if a non-Kohen eats it, he's Chayiv Misav Dei Shamayim. If he does it, amazing. And if he does it, B'Shoyki Gassim Yiv Kera Mechaymish or Ledinim. So this is exactly the same din. The Mishnah has a Mishnah Me'ila, says that there are 4 dinim, 4 foods that have exactly the same halachic status. There's Bikurim, when the farmer's Mavish Bikurim, and it's still attached to the ground. Bikurim is exactly the same as Truma. Truma Gedoyla is the same. Maisa Min HaMaisa and Challah. When you bake bread, a cake of cookies, Mafish Challah is exactly the same. Today, Challah's Chutzlot in America is only the Rabbanon, and the Gemara says even Eretz Yisrael, the Challah's Eretz Yisrael, Bezmanes is the Rabbanon. But when it used to be the rice, so the Mishnah has these 4 are exactly the same. In order to get Malkus for eating tray for food, you have to eat a Kazayis. If you eat a Chatzi Shir, so it's an Avera, but there's no but there's no malchus. You only get malchus if you eat. So let's say a person eats a half a kezias of ham, and a half a kezias of tevel. He has a bottle of wine from Eretz Yisrael. There's not they want mafish shumas and maisers, or chveis of bread, that they want mafish shumas and maisers, or they want mafish challah from it. So let's say have a half a kezias of nevela, of non kosher meat, and a half a kezias of tevel. So that's a machlokes satanaim. Ramei holds isurim mitzar from zem zeh. You ate a kezayis of treifus, so we give you malchus. And we don't paskin like Ramei. We see paskin any isurim mitzar from zem zeh. You have to have a kezayis of the same issa. If you eat a kezayis of ham, you get malchus. You eat a kezayis of tevel, you get malchus. You have a kezayis, half a kezayis of tevel and half a kezayis of treifus meat, it's not mitzar. But the Mishnah says, what if a non-kohen eats a quarter of a kezayis of bikurim, a quarter of a kezayis of truma gedoyma, a quarter of a kezayis of trumas maisra, and a quarter of a kezayis of challah. So the Mishnah says it's exactly the same. It's all truma. The shame truma chadu. It's all shame echad. That's this pasuk. The nechshav lachem trumas chem. The Torah tells the Levim, when you will be mafrish, the trumas maisra, the 10%, and you give it to the kohen, it's considered kadogan menagorin, like the truma gedoyla that the farmer gives. Off the top, the 2% kadogen min agram chamle min ayake. So the pasuk is speaking about 2 trumas. The pasuk is comparing a hekesh. The pasuk makes a hekesh. The pasuk says that trumas meiser has the same status like
truma gedoyla.
Truma gedoyla. with respect to what is the pasuk comparing Trumas Maisa to Truma Gedolma. So this is Abolaza ben Gamla has this drasha. B'shtei Trumas Akasa Medaber, the pasuk is making an equation, a hekesh between Truma Gedolma and Maisa Mena Maisa. Truma Gedolma, Achas Truma Gedolma, Achas Trumas Maisa. Kishein Shetra, and so what is the hekesh? It means this. Just like Truma Gedolma, you don't have to calculate to try to figure out exactly. Because the Din Min HaTorah is there's no shear. And the Din Min HaRabbanan is a recommendation that you should give 2%. But it's not Likuvi, you can give a little less, you can give a little more. So you don't have to measure. Kach, Maisa, Menah, Maisa, Zosin, Itelus, Ba'omed. You're permitted to take it Ba'omed. So this Mishnah that says, Mechashay, that you guess how much you estimate, goes like that, Tana, Rabbalaza, Ben Gam. That's how the Gemara says. But there are Tanoim Taku who disagree with him, and they say no, that since you're holding by if you're holding by Maisa Mena Maisa, you have to do Medida. You have to try to measure to the best of your ability.
So he learns that when Echlechem Tumaschem Begab everything already. It not only does become like Tumma, but also the giving has to be the same
way. The way you mafresh it is also the same. So then he has a few things. He has a hekesh. We have a klal, a hekesh lemachza. If the Torah says that A has the same dinim as B, that's called a hekesh. He not only says the hekesh, it's back to one din that you may approximate. You don't have to even try to measure precisely. You say ein hekesh lachatzon. So the hekesh equates the ma'isa and ma'isa to the truma gedolma with respect to other dinim as well. What are the other dinim? So this Bryce, as it appears, it quotes another aspect. Kishem, just like Truma Gedolma, tell us ba'omed, that's the one, the approximation, ubi machshove. Machshove is another din.
Yeah.
Machshove is azoi. The din starts like this. Let's say a person has in mind, he has to go on a diet. The doctor tells him he's overweight, he has to go on a diet. So he makes up his mind, he's not going to eat the ice cream, he's not going to eat potato chips, everything. He makes up his mind, but he never said it. So Omar Shmuel, the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel Goma Baliba, even though he absolutely made up his mind, he shouldn't eat the potato chips because it's not healthy. That's a different thing. When Hashmata Miyadu Nav Shesechem, if it's not healthy, you shouldn't do it. But to be Yoyver on the Din of Shavua is only if it's Nefesh Kisi Shavu Levate Besvasayim. The Pasuk in Parshas Veikr Shteg Levate Besvasayim. Kozman, he didn't pronounce it with his lips. So he's only Yoyver on the Yisra. That's also an Yisachama, to do things that are unhealthy. But he wasn't Yoyver on the Din of Shavua. So that's Allah in Haflaw. Let's say by Nozir. How does it say? Isha Isha Kiyafli Linder Neder Nozir Lahazal Hashem. So Rashi writes in the word Kiyafli Parle Belas. To speak. What does it mean Kiyafli? Yifarish Bisvasim. He has to pronounce it, to express it, to pronounce it. Hotten Zin, he wants to become a Nozir. Hotten Zin is Ganesh Bet. Even though absolutely he made up his mind, it's not Chala. Neder Azoy, Shvu Azoy, Nazir is like that, everything. All in Yoni Haflor. What's Haste Haflor? So Haflor really includes a whole category of things. We call in Yoni Haflor, let's say someone donates something to Hegdish, someone's Mafish, Trumas, and Maisris, Erchin, Naziris. All of these things are called Haflor. The Rambam has, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam's Halacha, say, is called Mishnah Torah. So Mishnah Torah is the Rambam gave it the name Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is a little bit Klal Yisrael doesn't like the name Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah, he says all you have to do is read the Chumash in my book and that's all. You don't have to read anything else because I have everything. This is the Mishnah Torah. So the Klal Yisrael hasn't accepted the name Mishnah Torah, so we call it the Yad HaChazokah. Why do we call it the Yad HaChazokah? That's not what he called it, because it has Yud Dalet Chalok and it has 14 sections. Yeah. So we call it Yad HaChazokah because it has 14 Svarim. So one of the Svarim is Sefer HaFlo. What's in Sefer HaFlo? That's Hilchus Naziris and Hilchus Shvuas and Hilchus Nadorim and Hilchus Erechin V'Haramin. All these things are being Mafresh, Trumas and Maisins. That's all called the Yad HaFlo. Let's say a child before Bar Mitzvah Al Pidin is called a boy or a girl before Bas Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah is called a Lav Bar Das. Even if the kid is a super genius. The halacha says that he's a lab bar das and he's mekadosh and isha, the kedushin is not chal, and if you're mekadosh and ketana, the kedushin are not chal. Al pidin, a lab bar das can make mekach. Memka menatera, it's not chal. But there is a din of mufla hasamach liyish a year before bar mitzvah or a year before bas mitzvah. Let's say the girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12, so from the age of 11 on, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah at 13, so from the age of 12 on. So that's called mufla hasamach liyish. So for purposes of nedarim and ziris and hegdish and erchin and haramin and hafrashas trumas and maisis and pidyon maisis sheni, all of this, we say he is a bardas because you don't need such a high level of das for haflah. A lower level of das is sufficient also. So this is a big category. All these things that are halai, they das haflah. There are other halachas also in haflah. That haflah, you have hatoris nedarim. Hatoris nedarim, let's say a person took a neder and then he realizes that he failed and he says, Givald, if I would have realized that it's so difficult, I would have never done it. So let's say a guy buys some stocks, he gets married, and he realizes he fell, and he says, Givald, if I would have realized I was going to fall in, I would have never wanted it. So he goes to the Bezna and say, Mutalach, that's what they do know. Go to the Bezna and say, the mafkir the kiddush, and it's kiddushitoy. So that's a galechta. That's a din. It's not a joke by Nedarim and Naziris. There is such a din. There is such a din by Nedarim. That's how Taurus and Dharma say, if you would have realized then what you realize now, would you have taken the neder? He says, no, you would have never taken the neder. So there's a special din of Hataris and Dorm. Because Nedarim and Naziris and Erchin and Haflo, all this only needs a lower level of das. Easy come, easy go. It's a weaker das. They can act it off by declaring that it's a neder of Taurus. Allah Khalamashim Sina, that there's such a thing as an institution of Hataris and Dorm. But if a guy buys stocks and he fell in, and a hot charate, sorry, you can't say if I would have known then but I know now, I wouldn't have wanted it. He gets married a Kenyan. Why? Because he needs a higher level of das over this. You can't knock off a das like that by just saying if I would have known I wouldn't have wanted, so goodbye. You can't do it like that. So this whole category of inyani haflah, the halacha says you need amira. That's true. Nefesh kishishova levate b'sasayim, you need amira. So there are several exceptions to the rule. That Gemara Shvuah, that Chavav, where Shmuel says, "Amar Shmuel, Goma Beliba." He made up his mind that he's not going to daven in the shul anymore. But he doesn't get along with the rabbi. But doesn't get along with the chazan. He doesn't like the president. But doesn't like the gabbai. But he never said a Shvuah. He never took a neder Shvuah that he's not going to go. So the din is that it's not binding. As long as he didn't say beferish, that the Shvuah is not binding. So Shmuel says, but there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Hafroshas Truma, because it says, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, Truma niteles b'machshova. And the other exception to the rule is Karban Oilo, because the Pasuk says, Ndib ha'yomim kol nidib lev oilo is heviyu. Whoever had the menadev of Karban Oilo in his mind, so they brought the oilos to the Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, so it says, kol nidib lev oilo is heviyu, they brought the karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash. So these are the two exceptions to the rule. So then in Shulchan Aruch it says that Tzedakah we pass, and is also an exception to the rule. All in Yoni Mitzvah, we say Achal B'machshov. A person, they made an appeal and he made up his mind, he's going to give so much money, so there's a Machloikis and we pass, and he's not allowed to change his mind. Unless he kept on changing his mind in the middle. As they're making the appeal, he made up his mind, he's going to give $1,000. And then he keeps on changing, he's going to give $500. And then as it goes on longer and longer, becomes more the devata, he keeps on changing his mind less and less. So if it was just a fleeting thought, so then it's not binding. But if he made up his mind $1,000 and he never said it, so then it's not binding, even though he never opened his mouth. If he really made up his mind how much he's going to give, so that's talmacha, that tzedok and machloik is. In the Shulchan Aruch we pass him that tzedok is also chal b'machshov, but the same is truman, and the same is hegdish. Truth of the matter is that the pashup shat in this pasuk doesn't mean that. V'nechshav lachem trumaschem means when the levi, it'll be farechen. When the levi gives the maisa and a maisa to the koyin, it's the same as when the former gives. Nechshav doesn't mean if you think about it, if you'll think about it, that is v'en truma. It'll be considered as if. So this is an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. The Pshut Shal Mikra doesn't mean that. It's Adroshas Chazal. And another, the Chazal knew how to read in between the lines. This is also the Kavana of the Pasuk. Nefesh Lachem Trumaschem is an additional level of interpretation.
When you have Tzedakah, you have in your mind, you have Telatah Tzedakah, you have in your mind.
Yeah. If you had in your mind a fixed amount, unless it was a fleeting thought, you said, maybe I'll, if you were thinking, maybe I'll give so much. And then you thought, maybe I won't give so much. A moment later you think, maybe I won't give so much. And then it's not binding. But if you really made up your mind, that's it. I'm going to give this amount, even though you never said it. That's a machloikis. In the Shulchan Aruch, we pass him that it is binding. That you have to give it. So this Abalaza ben Gamla, this Tana says that the hekish, the comparison between Shuma Gedoyla and Maisa and Amaisa doesn't only apply with respect to Medida. That just like Shuma Gedoyla, you don't have to measure, you don't have to be so precise, because Menatera, there's no shear, how much you have to give. So Adarabba, you're permitted to, and we recommend that you should give it the Medida. So to Maisa and Amaisa, even though it does have a shear, he learns the hekish that you can give it ba'omed, but he has the hekish is not lachatzoin. The hekish goes on other dinim as well. So the Brisa quotes another din, and then in Gitna has a third din, and there are more dinim. This Brisa only has two out of the several dinim. So another din is that it's nital b'machshava. From all of the things that achal al yidei haflo'o, what's al yidei haflo'o? Nidorim and shvuas and naziris and erchen and hakdeshes and everything. So there are only two that are chal b'machshava. One is called nediv levoy l'sevil karbanis, and one in the psukim. In Shulchan Aruch it says we paskin tzedakah also, but in the psukim you only have psukim for two. The one is called nediv levoy l'sevil, and one is truma b'nech shalachem trumaschem. So you shouldn't think that it's only truma gedoyla that's nitelas b'machshava. So Abulaza ben Gamla has a hekish that trumas meiser, meiser mena meiser has the same din as Truma Gedoyla, that it's also Nito B'machshava, that even if you never said Harei Zeh Trumas Meiser, if you had in mind you wanted to become Trumas Meiser, it's also Chal. That's what it says. It's Nitelas Bo'imed U'B'machshava, that you don't need Amira. So Tosis here has a murderous Kasha. Tosis has a very strong Kasha, the top Tosis.
Because it says by Trumas Meiser.
It says it by Trumas Meiser. Medida, whether you can be mafresh by making an approximation, you're supposed to make an exact calculation. So the din really should have been, if you wouldn't have any psukim, the din should have been like this: by truma, you should make an approximation, because there is no shir menatara. So make an approximation. But ma'isa menamaisa really should have required medida. So you say no, there's a hekish. So which way does the hekish go? So does the hekish, should you say, the hekish tells me that truma is the same as maisa mena maisa, that for truma you need a medida? It can't be. What do you mean truma needs a head? There's no shear amish you have to give. So you can't darshan the hekish like that. So you have no brer, you have to say the hekish goes the other way.
Yes.
So just like truma nitelas ba'omed, you're allowed to approximate because there's no shear. So maisa mena maisa, even though there's a specific amount, 1/10, also ba'omed machten shtois. But with respect to this din that is nital b'machshava, yeah, the pasuk says menachshav, and you're giving the additional additional level of interpretation. Menachshav doesn't only mean that it's considered as if it's farechent, as if you're saying menachshav, it's chal b'machshava, and it's talking about both. It's talking about ma'isa mena ma'isa, and it's talking about shuma gedoyla. So what do you mean the hekish teaches me
that it's chal b'machshava?
It says beferish. The same pasuk goes on both. That's what Tosfos says. Ma, the top line in Tosis and the top line, Ma Tzarech Lemelech Chumas Maisem and Chumah Gedoyla. That is Nito Lemachshava. Typically, the pasuk goes on it. Bediksi, but that's when it goes. It goes on both. So they say, Upirish Akuntris, and Rashi says, Yitaka right is Lavdavka. It means it's not Meduyik. When the Brisa says, the Hekish tells me two things, is not true. The Hekish only tells me one thing. The Hekish tells me that you don't have to be so precise when you mafrish the Maisem and Amaisem. But this din, the Machshava, Lav davke nokad machshove. It's not meduyik when it says nevaris machshove. It really goes on omid davke. The omid is what the hekish is for, not on the machshove. All right, that's what Rashi says over here. That's what Rashi says. But Tosis gives an interesting suggestion. But Odi Yishloimar.
Rashi's nechshove means that they can designate it from one corner. Nechshove, not necessarily
the nechshove that I can
designate one corner for Trumas Maaser that I will give in the future.
You don't have to take it away in the right way.
You don't have to pick it up. That's another thing.
Yeah.
The two things. Machshava is two things. Machshava, I don't even have to have an Amira, even though it's an Indian of Haflor. Usually Haflor needs Levatibis. This is a Yetzim and Akram. It's Chal Machshava. And not only that, you don't even have to pick it up. One might think, you have to be hafrosh with Trumas Maaser. One would think hafrosh, you have to pick it up. So Rashi says that too is included in nital b'machshava. You don't need a mira and you don't need a hagboha. You just look at it and you haven't zin. This should be Truma Gedoyla. That should be, that's chal by itself, yeah. But you need a kriya smokim. Sometimes people make a mistake. They don't realize that you need a Kriyas Mokum. Let's say a lot of the Bochum who learn in Eretz Yisrael, they want to be frumakis, so they don't trust any of the Hashgachas. All the Hashgachas rely on certain coolers, so there's what to be machmer about. But the din says that the Hashgachas are good. So let's say a Bochum is living in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't trust the Hashgacha, so he drinks a bottle of soda. So you have a little bit, so the soda is 99% water, so the water, yeah, you don't have to be mafia shumas mice, but then it has a little bit flavoring, so the flavoring grew from Eretz Yisrael, so you have to be mafia shumas mice. So what they usually do is they drink a whole bottle of soda, then they lube over a little bit at the end, and then they have in mind this should be truma gedolah and this should be maiserish and so on. So first of all, that halacha that you can drink everything up and then mafish at the end, that's only a special kula chalas chutzblad. So we had that, I think, on the test.
Right.
A little bit. Some achrayim say it's based on brera. Let's say I bought from a bakery where I know that they're careful on kashas, but they're not careful on afroshes trumas and mice. They're not in America. There's no afroshes trumas and mice. Not careful on afroshes challah. There are a lot of bakeries with their mafish challah on bread, but they're not mafish challah on cookies. Not mafish challah on cakes and cookies. And the din is he's supposed to be mafish challah on cakes and cookies. Or some have had terim on soft. They've been soft batter or hard dough. So some are making on soft batter. So what if a person is machmeh, he wants to be mafrish? So there's no din he has to be mafrish before he begins to eat the cookies. He can eat all the cookies he wants, as long as he leaves over a little bit. That'll be mafrish at the end. But that's only a chalas chutzlos. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, if you have any tevel, even if it's only tevel the rabbanon, he can't be oichel b'halach and then mafrish. So that's one mistake that a lot of the bochum make. They think that they're being machmir. They're relying on Hashgacha. So they're not being machmir on anything. They're relying on Hashgacha. If they drink the whole bottle, they leave off at the end. And then they think that that's going to be Afrosh and Gonesh Ben. And then.
You have to pull off first. You have to pull off
first. But you have to do the Benechsha before you begin to take the first sip. You can't drink the Tevel and then be matah.
Before you can take soup, you can say, I'm going to leave off a little bit, or do you have to pour
this,
it off?
You have to pour it off.
First,
you have to pour it off and designate where it is. No. Machshava means, like he says, if I have 100 bushels and I have, I don't lift a finger, I don't do anything, I just have in mind that those 2 bushels are going to become Truma Gedolah. I didn't point to them, I didn't pick them up, and I didn't say anything.
You pour it off
liquid
first.
You have to pour it off in another container, and then you have in mind that what I poured off should be true, even though I never pronounced it with my lips, and even though I never picked it up at the time that I'm mafresh. But you have to designate it, you have to separate it. You have to be kovei mokum. That's called kriyas mokum. So a lot of people think they're mafresh. A lot of mashgichim also, they go to bakeries and they think they're mafresh challah, so they just set something aside and they have in mind that part of it should become challah. You have in mind that something somewhere should become truma, chala. That's not good enough. You have to designate what should become chala. You can't just have in mind 1% should become maisim and amaisim. What do you mean 1%? You have to designate which 1%. The Mishnah says if you don't designate where, so it's not chala. So Tosis, again, so getting back again, so Tosis was bothered with the kasha. What do you need the hekesh between truma gedolah, maisim and amaisim with respect to the fact that it's nital b'machshava, that you don't have to have amir and you don't have to have hagboh, hafrosha, it's chal b'machshava, the 2 parts of dina machshava. The original pasuk goes on both. It goes on maisim and amaisim, it goes on truma. So they say, Rashi says, the loshon abraisa is not meduyek, the hekesh really only goes on the din of omir, it does not need an amachshava. And then Taisi says, ve'od yeshloima azak taisvis, there is a Yerushalmi, they quote, Here there's a din min amukov. This is called the Rizag Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed. There's a din lachatchile when you mafresh truma. Let's say I have 100 bushels of grain in the room. So he's supposed to be mafresh 2 bushels as truma gedolah. And then you have left 98, it's supposed to be mafresh 9.8 in Maizirishan and so on. So let's say I have 50 bushels in let's say, I have 2 different farms in Eretz Yisrael. One farm in the north of Eretz Yisrael, one farm in the south of Eretz Yisrael. I call up the other farm, I say, how many, and I have the same tvua. Not that there I have the corn on the cob, and here I have the potatoes. I have corn on the cob all over. I have the grain, I have chita.
Same type of
I wheat, the same thing. It can be mafresh from 1 minute and another minute. So I call up and I ask, how many bushels of grain do they have there? They have 50 bushels. They have 50 bushels. I say, okay, 50 and 50 is 100. So I'm going to give 2 bushels. So I'll be mafresh over here, 2 bushels.
I'm here.